Hello, I'm Alex Vogel.
Hello, and welcome back to another podcast starring the Jimmy Sanchez and, of course, my lovely host, Alex Vogel.
We are here to talk about ozone depletion. The ozone layer filters out harmful radiation from the sun and from pollution and other chemicals we release into the atmosphere with deplete that layer.
Well, of course, we don't want to bore you now, so we will spice it up a little and make it a little more interessante or interesting for you Americans.
How will we do that, Jimmy?
Well, let's start off by saying chlorofluorocarbon 3 times. Now, I guarantee you're unsuccessful in doing so, but do you know what chlorofluorocarbon is?
Okay, I guess I'm going to explain what chlorofluorocarbons are. Chlorofluorocarbons are a group of compounds which contain the elements chlorine, fluorine, and carbon. Jimmy, can you tell us how they get released into the atmosphere?
This is important because those elements are what we have been causing ozone depletion. It is mostly the chlorine which causes the most damage, and here is why. UV radiation breaks a chlorine atom off a CFC molecule. The chlorine atom breaks an ozone molecule apart into oxygen molecule and a chlorine monoxide molecule. Since oxygen is less dense, it doesn't protect enough of the ozone layer as the chlorine does. Alex, do you know where it comes from?
Chlorofluorocarbons come from the air conditioning, aerosol products, and refrigerators.
What are some solutions we can use to stop chlorofluorocarbons and the depletion of the ozone?
Well, for chlorofluorocarbons, we can get regular inspections on our air conditioning, aerosol products, and refrigerators to stop or prevent any leakage.
Are there any other solutions to preventing the depletion of our ozone?
Make sure you don't use any equipment using HCFCs as refrigerants. We can raise awareness about what is happening to our ozone layer.
Over the past 30 years, humans have made progress in stopping damage to the ozone layer, and that has indeed helped.
Scientists estimate that the ozone layer will be completely healed in the next 50 years.
Not funny.
I'm serious, Jimbo.
How do you feel about ozone depletion?
Well, I feel it is bad for the Earth because such loss of ozone would wreak havoc on human, plant, and animal life because ultraviolet radiation can induce skin cancers and cataracts, lower the yields of basic crops, and kill tiny organisms in the ocean food chain.
That is just awful.
What do you think of ozone depletion?
I personally think it is a severe effect which we must contain and take steps in doing so. Ozone as well increases Earth's temperature by letting ultraviolet rays through the weakened barrier. As global warming continues, polar ice caps melt, which increase water levels to about 70 meters. If this were to happen, water will cover many coastal cities.
That is tragic. That is why we must keep doing what we are doing to heal the ozone layer. Jimmy, could you tell us about some of the history?
Yes, can you?
Yes, I can explain some of the history. Ozone depletion was first recognized by the chemists Frank S. Rowland and Mario Molina in 1973.
Indeed. Without science, the world would be unaware of ozone depletion and global warming, ignorant of both. That is, until it was too late.
Facts.
Yeah.
Duh.
Luh.
Cuh.
Alright, Ewan, back on topic now. Are there any regulations to stop the ozone from depleting?
Yes. Because of the serious consequences of large-scale ozone layer, United Nations member countries joined together in 1987 to form the Montreal Protocol, which called for regulating the production, use, and emission of chlorofluorocarbons.
Well, I'm glad that they are doing that.
Yes, that was a really good idea and a huge step for humankind.
Well, that's all we have for today. Come back next week if you want to hear about nuclear warfare.
Goodbye, have a good day, and don't forget to check your refrigerators once a year.
Adios.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Bonjour.